Earlier this week, I talked to Jeff Ford from the Bass County Airport Authority. The Bass County Airport Authority oversees operations at Ingalls Field. The terminal at Ingalls Field is over 60 years old and fell into disrepair and has to be replaced. In our conversation, Mr. Ford gave a history of the airport and laid out how the Airport Authority went about getting solutions to the terminal issues. Here are excerpts from that conversation.
The airport is one of the best-kept secrets of Bath County. It's in that location on top of the mountain where people don't really just swing by and say hello, but it's one of the most beautiful places in Bath County. It's been there since 1930. It was built by Dave Ingalls of the Ingalls family. He was Assistant Secretary of the Navy at the time, and he directed the money to get that built in 1930, and the existing terminal from 1930 is still there. 1960, built a new terminal and started passenger service that lasted until 1993, and we've got 354 acres there on top of the mountain, just a beautiful location. Is really a true gem of Bath County, and everybody's proud of it.
Just for our listeners, give them an idea of how the airport really impacts not just Bath County, but the overall listening area.
When it was first built, it was managed by a consortium of the entire region, Covington, Clifton Forge, Bath County, Highland County. So if you go back to those roots, it really explains the magnitude and the impact it has on this entire Allegheny Highlands. It's really not a Bath County thing, not a Hot Springs thing, not a Homestead thing. It's really about the whole community. Right now, about 50% of our traffic up there is Homestead, and the remaining 50% is split between military, local travel, and transient travel. So it's really a mix. It's not dedicated strictly to one specific segment, and that's really neat too. So it's not really focused in one area. It's a broad array of traffic that comes in up there.
I asked Mr. Ford to talk about the damages.
The existing terminal from 1960 was built for passenger traffic. It's a good-sized terminal. It's over 5,000 square feet. And there's some issues with moisture under the building that has been there for years that we can't mitigate at all. So it's caused issues with trusses and flooring, and the building is, the foundation has failed where it's sinking. So the walls are cracking, the doors aren't square, so they won't close. So it's caused us a lot of issues, to the point the Virginia Department of Aviation has encouraged us that we need to do something. We need to get out of that building. A 62-year lifespan is more than enough. As an example, a new terminal building that's built today, they built it with a 40-year lifespan.
Oh, wow. The Airport Authority was able to cut through the bureaucratic red tape at a record speed. I asked Mr. Ford to talk about the process.
We made a presentation in Richmond to the Virginia Department of Aviation, to their board. There's 9 members on that board. 5 had already been to Ingalls Field to see the condition of our terminal. And the support in Richmond for our community and for our airport, I can say, is just unbelievable. You know, the comments from the board were, you know, Ingalls Field is a part of the fabric of Virginia. It cannot go away. We've got to make sure that it's there forever. So the board, even, they went around some of their rules on presentations and approvals to get fast track. The first step is a conceptual study to make sure, where should it be? Where should a terminal be? How big should it be? All the nuts and bolts. What's the problem with the ground there? Why is there water? Just all the nuts and bolts.
Jeff's passion for the airport was undeniable. I asked him just to talk about some of the things that make the place special to him.
I can remember as a kid, I used to go up there, and when Piedmont was flying in and out on Sundays, and you could sit on the hill and watch the planes. I mean, I still remember that, and that was a long time ago. that had an impact on me. So it really is one of the most beautiful spots where you're the highest public use airport east of the Mississippi. We sell t-shirts, Danny, that have the number 3792 on them because that's our elevation. Okay. 3,792 feet in the air. That's pretty cool. We've sold so many t-shirts, we've had to start ordering them in hundreds now versus 20s because people realize when they come in, they're in someplace special, not just at the airport, but in Bath County.
This report will be filed on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org, along with the original full-length conversation. Ingalls Field is still open for use. There will be a temporary terminal in place in a few weeks. We'll keep you abreast of any information or updates on this story. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this has been Danny Cardwell.